Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. People are assembled outside Fairbanks Legislative Information Office this morning to protest Governor Mike Dunleavy's budget vetoes. The rally comes as Alaska lawmakers convene in Juneau for a second special session. It was called by Governor Dunleavy to set the amount of this fall's permanent fund dividend, but lawmakers will initially focus on the over $400 million in operating budget vetoes. Speaking at a July 3rd press conference in Fairbanks, State House Speaker Bryce Edgman noted abundant statewide concern about the vetoes.
The enormity of the governor's vetoes, I think, is just beginning to take hold, so we're just beginning to understand sort of the gravity of all these cuts.
Edgman met with a group of interior state legislators Wednesday prior to a public hearing where they heard overwhelming opposition to Dunleavy's vetoes. A legislative override requires a three-quarters majority vote, or 45 of the state's 60 lawmakers. The vetoes could be considered all at once, in groups, or individually. Legislators have 5 days to take action. Dense smoke advisories are in effect for a block of the central and eastern interior, including Fairbanks. National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Brader says there are fires all around the region.
The smoke is also enhanced by high pressure aloft, which makes a capping inversion to not allow it to disperse as high in the atmosphere.
Brader says high pressure is forecast to weaken later in the week. He says the smoke is worse this morning in the Fort Wainwright and Eielson areas, where visibility dropped to half a mile. Burnout operations resumed overnight on the Shovel Creek wildfire northwest of Fairbanks. Heavy smoke prevented helicopters and planes from flying for much of Sunday, but conditions improved last night, allowing for ignition of back burns along a fuel break north of Old Murphy Dome Road.
All the line is established, plumbed, and in. We just need to get fire in the landscape to consume those fuels.
Fire Information Officer Cale Casey says the burnouts, supported by water drops and a system of sprinklers along fire lines, are aimed at safely creating a buffer to keep the main fire from getting to neighborhoods, where he says managers understand that residents have been at various states of evacuation for over a week now.
We all want to get the level threes back home. We want to get the level twos dropped, and everybody's anxious together. We're kind of all in this together.
Casey emphasizes that conditions, including wind and smoke, dictate what action fire managers can safely take, and urges people to be patient.
There's no rushing the process, and everybody who's been in Alaska for a long time knows that these become campaign fires. They're long-term events. So we're just going to take it one shift at a time. If there's an opportunity to really speed up and go faster, great. We have all the resources here.
The Shovel Creek fire is the target of the largest response in the state, with over 750 firefighters working an incident, Casey says, involves coordination of air and ground resources, including a continual train of tanker trucks ferrying water up Murphy Dome.
It starts in town with tenders taking water to the fire hall first, dropping it in a tank, and then another set of tenders carrying that all the way up to the fire line. This is a very complicated effort. You have the bulldozers, feller bunchers, which have been cutting trees. You have all the hotshot crews, the hand crews, the camp crews, the support teams. We have drone operators, aircraft, super scoopers, fire bosses, air attack supervisors, everything from drivers up to the top.
Casey says the Shovel Creek fire has so far cost between $12 and $13 million to fight. It's one of 19 wildfires being actively battled around the state. A new blaze near Talkeetna, the Malaspina fire off the Talkeetna Spur Road, prompted evacuations and was hit heavily with water and retardant drops late yesterday. Governor Mike Dunleavy's budget vetoes have Alaskans sorting through line items to determine impacts to a range of agencies and programs. Navigating budget documents can be confusing, but as KUAC's Robin reports, there's a simple way to sort out the cuts.
It takes about 5 minutes or less to look at the veto documents and understand them better. If one starts on the governor's Office of Management and Budget webpage, here's the address, omb.alaska.gov. Then click where it says Enacted Budget. That'll take you to a page full of links. The fourth one down and the sixth one down are where you could spend your 5 minutes. The fourth one down is HB 39 Operating and HB 40 Mental Health Veto Summary. This is the governor's chart showing all 168 different veto actions in the operating budget. They're organized by State Department so a reader can quickly scroll through and find items of interest. Back at the page of links, the sixth one down is HB 39 Operating Bill. This shows the budget passed out of the legislature. And in each section of that document, again organized by State Department, are the numbers the legislature voted on to fund the state. In some sections, the numbers are crossed out with a blue line, and new numbers are written above. This shows how the governor intended to reduce those areas. If you have the governor's veto chart and the legislature's budget bill side by side, you can imagine how the governor's staff went through the documents to make them understandable. Let's take an example. If I were to look here for water quality on the governor's veto chart, I zip to the Department of Environmental Conservation. It's on page 2. I see two items for water quality infrastructure. Over on the left side of the page, there's a column labeled page and one labeled line. Those are pages and lines in the budget bill. My two water quality items are listed on page 13, line 28. I zip over to the budget bill document. There they are on page 13. The legislature's number of almost $23 million is crossed out, and the governor's number of a little more than $19 million is written above it. Now, if all that went by too quickly, you can find these links on our website, KUAC.org. Just click on Radio. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
And I'm Dan Bross.